USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump responded to Attorney General William Barr's comments that the president's tweets about the Justice Department cases make it tough to do his job.
I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
Barr also said he won't be bullied by anyone, whether that someone be Congress, editorial boards, or the president. The president's response, written on Twitter, indicates that he is not deterred by Barr's comments. The remarks come just as he and the Justice Department are under intense scrutiny for nixing a sentencing recommendation by prosecutors who said former Trump advisor Roger Stone should serve between 7 and 9 years in prison. All four prosecutors on the case have resigned. The president had expressed his displeasure with the initial Stone recommendation, which he declared a miscarriage of justice. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The former number two U.S. intelligence official said she decided to step away from a chance to hold the top role out of concerns about political divisions, and that the insistence on her part could have driven a bigger wedge between the president and the intelligence community.
It was, I didn't want to be another source of rub between the president and the intelligence community. And what was most important was that the president got intelligence.
Sue Gordon, who served as deputy to former director of national intelligence Dan Coats, and by statute was slated to become the acting DNI after Coates' departure in August, instead resigned her position when it became clear the president would oppose her candidacy. And she said the biggest problem was she did not want to be anyone's agenda. Stocks closed slightly higher on Wall Street as technology shares rose along with lower risk sectors. The major stock indexes finished with their second straight weekly gain. Trading was more cautious following China's report of a surge in cases of the new coronavirus that could crimp global economic growth. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
New Mexico's bid to become the 12th U.S. state to legalize recreational use of marijuana fell flat after state senators and a legislature dominated by Democrats rejected a bill that would have forced permission for sales in all of the state's cities and towns. In a committee vote, two Democratic senators joined with Republicans in a 6-4 vote to halt the legislation that would have expunged marijuana convictions and helped the state's existing medical cannabis program with tax breaks and patient subsidies. It marked the second failure by legislation proponents to achieve their goal in New Mexico since Democrats took control in 2018. 33 states and Washington, D.C. have legalized cannabis for medical or recreational use. Today is a day when everybody thinks about receiving chocolate or flowers on Valentine's Day, but February 14th is also National Donor Day. It's an observance dedicated to spreading awareness and education about organ, eye, and tissue donation. By educating and sharing the Donate Life message, we can each take a small step every day to save and heal more lives and honor the donor's legacy of generosity and compassion. National Donor Day is a time to focus on all types of donation: organ, eye, tissue, blood, platelets, and bone marrow. To register to be an organ, eye, or tissue donor, contact registerme.org, and to get more information, go to donatelife.net. For USA Radio News and a heart transplant recipient, I'm John Hunt.